We had the pleasure of chatting with this young gentleman at the start of his million-dollar run. His name is Andrew Bizak. He's out there raising money and pounding the pavement from Adelaide to Brisbane for the Butterfly Children. He's in Newcastle at the moment. We're going to catch up with him right now. Good morning, Andrew. That is a massive long run you've been doing. But before we get into the run itself, the fundraising is for Butterfly Children. Can you explain in context what this is all about for us?
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. The Butterfly Children suffer from a condition that where they're missing the glue, essentially, that holds the layers of skin together. So they're born into a life where they live their entire lives covered head to toe in shocking blisters all over their body. They're very often likened to third-degree burns victims, and they have to endure daily baths to stop the high risk of infection, covered in bandages, and it's just a shocking disease. They live a life in constant pain.
Yeah, it's not the best situation. In fact, you've actually put everything on the line for this, but you're on the road at the moment. You started in Adelaide on your way to Brisbane via Newcastle. How's the run been?
Look, it's been not too bad. Look, it's a pretty grueling run. You know, I'm doing 40, 50 kilometres a day, five days a week. And, you know, I was no runner before. I've had to drop 30 kilograms to even start. So, it's been quite a journey.
Well, look, you made it into Newcastle. The goal was $1 million for the complete run to put into the charity there, or the fundraising. How's that side of it going so far, Andrew?
Look, we're a long way off where I was hoping to be by this point. I've run 2,100 kilometres now, but we have raised $115,000 so far, which I guess is nothing to sneeze at for sure for the charity, which is Deborah Australia, who looks after the Butterfly Children around the country, and they also support research around the country as well. But, our goal is $1 million. That's where we'll really start making some serious impact for the children. And what we're waiting for now is the big business, big corporate to jump on board and get involved in this incredibly worthy cause.
Be great if they did. At this stage, not a lot from, as the truck goes past, not a lot of corporate support at this stage.
We've had amazing support from individuals, but the big corps have not jumped on board at this stage. So that's what we're really waiting for, and it certainly is worthy enough cause to support. There's no government funding, and there's no cure for this disease. And most of the time that researchers spend is often trying to get grants instead of actually doing the research itself.
Yeah, we hear that all the time from people we talk to in research field. They want to get out there and do their job, which is, you know, find cures for different diseases. But they spend half their life, you know, in suits and ties trying to raise money, which is the very frustrating thing. How has the vibe been as you've been heading around the country? A lot of good support from different parts of the Australia?
Look, one of the things that's been like a really eye-opening experience is just the amazing compassion and community spirit from Aussies, from every town I go to, people passing along the way, doing U-turns on the freeways and stopping to, you know, drop in $50, $100 along the way. Like, it's just really incredible, the Aussie spirit that's out there.
Which is great to hear. Now, you're in Newcastle at the moment. When are you heading out? And for those who might want to catch up with you, what is your plan run out of Newcastle?
So I'll be leaving the Nobby's Lighthouse tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and I'm encouraging any runners who want to run out of town with me, they're more than welcome to come join me in the million-dollar run and be a small part of it. I ask them if they can do a minimum donation of $30 towards the cause, and of course they can do that online.
Excellent, and we'll have some links on our webpage in the next couple of moments for folks to have a look at as well. Andrew, good luck. I'm not going to run there with you, but in spirit we're all there. Good luck on the trek up to Brisbane from tomorrow.
Thank you so much, and thanks for supporting the Million Dollar Run.
Now, you catch up with us when it's all done. And just one last thing, how many pairs of joggers have you gone through? More than one, surely?
I've rotated four pairs from Adelaide to Sydney, and four more pairs will get me through to Brisbane, so eight in total.
Fingers crossed. Andrew, good luck. Have some rest, and good luck out of Nobby's tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much.
To a new RFM, it's 28 past 11.